Do you take time to compliment somebody, to just say something nice about somebody's behavior or their kids or, you know, how they handled a situation? I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We talked about this in the first hour. I got to the studio just in time to do the show. I mean, I wasn't even here to have the brief conversation with Newell before the news. I got here actually during the news because a doctor's appointment today went a lot longer than I thought. It was, you know, just a routine exam appointment, but it just went long. And that's something, you know, we don't control how long the doctor takes to do what he or she is going to do. So no complaints there. But as I was sitting in the waiting room, there was this woman who managed to fit into a pair of faux leather black pants that were at least two sizes too small, and she was a little on the plus size. Anyway, this woman seemed like she was just trying to start a fight. And when the receptionist would ask just certain questions, she'd say, "Well, that's none of your business. That's my private business." And it was like she was trying to start a fight. Well, this receptionist just handled it so beautifully. Yeah, I couldn't hear everything, but overhearing the conversation, just the way she handled it, she totally diffused the situation. And so when I came out, that woman was still in the waiting room. So I kind of whispered to the receptionist and I said, "Hey, you really handled that woman well." And she knew exactly what I was talking about. She knew exactly the woman I was talking about. And she looked up and smiled and said, "Thank you very much." And I'm sure she's going to remember that somebody complimented her on how she handled a situation. Because so often, you know, you might do really good things at work or good things in life and you think nobody's noticing. And there's two kinds of reinforcement. There's positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement. And as humans, we're so prone to give negative reinforcement that maybe we should be a little more cognizant of offering positive reinforcement to people. And somebody does something nice or something good happens. And so you compliment somebody like I did with that receptionist. The way she handled this woman I thought was really good. And I complimented her on that. And then I mentioned flying back from Portland. There was a family, two parents and kids, three kids. And the kids were well behaved on the flight. At the end of the flight, I told the parents, I said, "Hey, your kids behaved, really well." And they said, oh, thank you. Well, at least today they did, was their comment. But, you know, when people do the right thing, you know, we're so quick to bitch about people and complain about things that maybe we should spend more time complimenting people when they do the right thing. Because, you know, sometimes like this receptionist boss, that person doesn't know how this woman handled it, but I gave her credit for how she handled this woman in the doctor's office. So, you know, look for ways to say nice things. So we talked about that in the beginning of the show. And last hour, we were talking about Louisiana being number one in terms of population loss. And I think a lot of that has to do with the mentality of our governor, the mentality of the legislature. And a lot of young people, if they have the opportunity, they're going to go to school here and then get the hell out of here. Because they don't like that. They don't like that mentality. If you love fishing and hunting, man, this is a great state for you. But there's not as much job growth here as there is elsewhere. And there are other cities and other states that are picking up population while we continue to lose population. And we got to figure out a way to hold people here and also figure out a way to keep people from moving away. And then I also mentioned something that I did a video on the Scoot on the Air Substack account yesterday after the show. It's still there if you want to view it and comment on it. It is about the administration and the White House creating a website that is built on lies concerning January 6th. It's built on the lie that, well, they said it wasn't an insurrection, but now they're saying that the insurrection 5 years ago, January 6th, was actually perpetrated by Democrats, that they actually set it up. And we know that's not true. We know that's not true by the admission of those people who were caught and arrested, by the admission of those people who were involved in that. They were Trump supporters, and they felt like they were acting on Trump's behalf. So anyway, to create a website based on total falsehoods, I guess is a little too typical, but it's worthy of mentioning. And then there continues to be this conversation about taking control of Greenland, even if it requires military action. It seems like we have control of Venezuela. There's talk about getting control of Colombia. There's talk about Cuba and making Canada the 51st state. And all of this stuff, to me, seems like it's ego-driven. We brought up some of the new things about some of the new information released from the Epstein files, and the president's name is mentioned a lot more often. The president was on Jeffrey Epstein's private jets more often than was originally reported. And so since they're not saying anything and since they're redacting so much, we can't help but wonder, what was Donald Trump doing on the plane? I mean, what was he actually doing on the plane? Where were they actually going? So, you know, when there are more questions than answers, and when the simple solution to prove you're innocent is to totally release the files with a lot of the stuff not redacted, I mean, obviously you protect the survivors of that Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle, but other than that, you let the information out there. If that proves you're innocent, then release the information. So I guess what's been released and what's in the Epstein files does not prove that the president is totally innocent. That's the only conclusion I can come to. All right, look, there's some great college football starts tomorrow night. There's a big game tomorrow night, big game Friday night, and the national championship, the college football national championship, is Monday, January the 19th. So from the results of the weekend, the Fiesta Bowl is tomorrow night. Number 10, Miami. And Miami beat number two, Ohio State, over the weekend. Miami won 24-14, beating Ohio. I love that Ohio State lost. I love it. So number 10, Miami, takes on number 6, Ole Miss. And Ole Miss beat number 3, ranked Georgia, 39-34. An incredible win by Ole Miss. So that game, the Fiesta Bowl, number 10 Miami, number 6 Ole Miss, is tomorrow night. Then Friday night, it's the Peach Bowl with number 1 Indiana and number 5 Oregon. Man, what a game that is going to be. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. And it's a wild card weekend this weekend. Saturday at 3:30, the LA Rams take on the Carolina Panthers. At 7 o'clock, the Green Bay Packers, Saturday night, the Green Bay Packers take on the Chicago Bears. Sunday at noon, the Bills and the Jags in Jacksonville. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, the 49ers and the Eagles. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, the LA Chargers and the New England Patriots. And at 7:15 Monday night, the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll talk more about all of that on a Friday afternoon. But, I mean, some great, great games are set up. And, by the way, I really like what Mickey Loomis is saying about building a team around Tyler Shough. This is what you do. You know, you just don't bring in players. You build a team. And if you've got a star player, you bring in players that complement the star player, and you build a team around that player. And when it's the quarterback, and it usually is the quarterback, for example, you know, we're hearing a lot of talk about the firing of John Harbaugh and the Ravens. And apparently there was some bad blood between Harbaugh and starting quarterback Lamar Jackson. And there are a lot of conversations going on about Lamar Jackson not wanting to practice on Wednesdays. So here's a player given preferential treatment. I don't know if that's the best thing to do, but Lamar Jackson is like the face of the team. Lamar Jackson's contract next year, I guess this season, is going to be for $74.5 million. That is a quarter of the team's entire cap. So They're not going to be a winning team if a quarter of the salary cap is going to one player. So he's in the power position of saying that it's going to be the way he wants it to be, and they're going to get the coach that he wants because they're going to need to renegotiate his contract. So we'll see how all of that that works out. The guy's incredibly talented. I mean, he brought the team down in the game against the Steelers this past weekend. He brought the team down to win the game, and the field goal kicker missed it. Went wide to the right. And we talked this week about these field goal kickers. It just seems like so many of them absolutely choke when it's a field goal or an extra point they have to make. And then, you know, it started when the Steelers, a field goal kicker, a place kicker, missed the extra point. And that made it a two-point game instead of a three-point game. And then, I mean, unbelievably, I mean, it wasn't a total chip shot. It was a 44-yard field goal. But, I mean, that's close enough for a field goal kicker to make it. And this guy choked. And the Ravens lost because he missed the field goal. So I like the idea of building a team around Tyler Shough. And you also bring in players that fit the culture and the personality of the team and the personality of the quarterback and the personality and the culture created by a new coach, Kellen Moore. So I like that talk, and I'm very, very positive about the Saints. So coming up next year, can't wait for that to happen. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Bill in Metairie. Bill, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, the question about people leaving Louisiana is one that's really been going on since the oil bust in the mid-'80s. But it continues to accelerate. And I'm a lifelong New Orleanian. I lived away for about 5 years, the late 80s or early 90s. But I've been here since like 93 or 94. And my wife, we're reaching Social Security age. And by the end of this year, we'll both be getting Social Security checks. And we have a child that lives in Atlanta with a grandchild. And he has a $250,000 house, and he pays $1,500 a year in homeowners. His car insurance is half as cheap. At age 62 and a half in his parish or county, you don't have to pay school taxes anymore, which would basically wipe out my tax bill. Infrastructure is better. Medical care is basically about the same. And for lack of a better word, I could add, or the expenses that I'll be saving will add a third Social Security check to my income.
Wow.
In addition, I just don't want to run from hurricanes anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand.
It's a crazy number.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, look, I get that. I do get that. You know, hurricanes, that's just one of those natural problems that Louisiana will always have to be concerned with. And I understand that, you know, you get through a year and you let out a sigh of relief when there wasn't a hurricane. But, you know, as soon as spring and June comes around, you know, you got to worry about it again. And it's a concern every single year, and once in a while it hits. So I get that. So when you have a chance, you're going to be out of here.
We are thinking no earlier than October of this year, just the way things work in our job situation, no later than the next October. So between 9 and 20 months. And here's the other thing. With the hurricanes, you know, you got the $2,000 deductible until they name the storm. My last hurricane came through. My deductible was $25,000, $27,000 in damage. I got $2,000 from State Farm.
Wow!
You know that it's just a reality.
Yeah.
And I don't want to run from hurricanes at 70. You know.
Look, I totally get that, Bill. And you know, I wish you the best. And there are legitimate reasons like that that people want to leave Louisiana, and it does have to do with expenses here, but it also has to do with just that natural threat of hurricanes, and I get it. And then there are those people who are resilient, and I'm not saying you're not resilient, but when it comes to hurricanes, like, bring it on, you know, we're okay with that. But not everybody's okay with it. I know people who moved after Katrina, and they don't want to come back.
Well, and here's the one thing I will add. Because of the way the world is, and it is today, that's a small world, you know, I can read NOLA online instantly, and I can be in New Orleans in 2 or 3 hours with a place to stay. It's not that hard.
Right. You can also download the Odyssey app, which is free, and listen to our show and WWL every day.
And I'm sure that I probably will.
I hope you do.
You know, but anyway,
I hope you do. All right, Bill.
Where we are.
Yeah, so. I know. I get it. But, I do think for a lot of young people, with those things not being factors, some of the things that you mentioned about reaching Social Security age, and if you and your wife are getting a decent Social Security check, man, you can live on that. There are some expenses here that people don't have elsewhere. There are some expenses in New Orleans and in Louisiana that you don't have elsewhere. And auto insurance is one of the problems. And I have no problem with people advertising, but when there are people that make it seem like the best thing that can happen to you is to get into a bad accident, you know, people shouldn't be hoping they get into an accident to get a big paycheck, because I'm going to remind you that a lot of those ads that you see on TV with people smiling, I got $800,000. Those are actors. Those are not the people that got the money. And the people that got the money don't look like that. Some of them might be in wheelchairs for the rest of their lives. Some of them might have like internal problems that are going to exist the rest of their lives as a result of the accident. Would you trade that for $800,000? I mean, I guess some people might, but, you know, when you get that much money, we're talking about a really serious, serious car accident. And those are not the people that got the money. Sure, sometimes there are the actual clients who were in the accident. But, you know, you don't know everything about them. You just know that they got the money. But if you get a lot of money, I guarantee you there's something wrong with you. There was a really big problem because of the accident as a result of that. And you know, I'm not doing anything to bash the advertisers. What I'm doing is just simply bringing out the idea that, you know, you and I need to realize that, you know, the people who get that big money, they don't look like those people on TV. And it's bad to be in a bad accident. And I mean, what if somebody was killed in the accident and you got $800,000? I mean, you might feel guilt for the rest of your life because, you know, you lived and somebody else died. So, you know, it's not a panacea. It's not paradise when you get into a car accident. And that's the only thing that I want to bring out. It's fine if everybody advertises, but, you know, consumers just need to know the reality of that. And it does say in very small print that these are actors, that they're actors portraying the people who actually got the money. So anyway, I think it's just fair to point that out. But everybody's welcome to advertise. All right. So I wrote a blog yesterday about the conversation about people not coming to New Orleans because of the smell of marijuana. And I fail to accept that as a real excuse for not coming to the city, because the smell of marijuana, it just seems like this is something that is spread around as a good reason to tell people why you don't come to New Orleans, but it's not that big a deal. And it may be from people who do not want marijuana legalized. They don't want marijuana to be decriminalized. They don't want people smoking marijuana. And so they're using marijuana as a reason to not come to the city. And I left the show yesterday with my cell phone, went to Canal, went to Iberville, went to Bourbon Street and back to the station. And I know it was a Tuesday afternoon, but I didn't see anybody smoking pot. And if it's so prevalent that people are not coming here because the smell of marijuana is so dominant, then I would have seen it even on a Tuesday afternoon. And I just don't see it. You see it, you're going to smell marijuana occasionally, but I don't think that's a legitimate reason to leave the city. Anyway, I wrote a blog about that. It's posted on our website. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air, Facebook, where you can comment on it there. I don't know. It's not like there's a cloud of marijuana smoke over the city. And it's interesting how people, you know, pick up on a talking point. Wherever they get it, they pick up on a talking point. And there are people who do not go to New Orleans, and they're convinced that you shouldn't go to New Orleans because of the marijuana smoke, even though they've never experienced it. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air, and we're going to come right back with more. This is WWL 2026. I'm Scoot on the Air, halfway to the weekend. Good news. One cheeseburger takes 9 years off your life. According to a new study, researchers estimate that a single cheeseburger will take nine minutes off your life. So what, if you eat, seven cheeseburgers, that's taking a little over an hour off your life? You got to think about that if you like cheeseburgers. I mean, do you think about what you eat? It's the beginning of a new year, and a lot of people go on diets. I'm sure if you exercise at a particular health club or gym, you've noticed there are a lot of people there. But, you know, a lot of the people who are there now are not going to be there a month from now. You know, everybody's all hyped up and ready to go. And after splurging with food and everything during the holidays, you decide, I'm going to start the new year off. I'm going to start losing weight. And so I'm going to watch what I eat. I'm going to exercise. But it doesn't take long for people to fall off the wagon and go back to being the way they used to be. So what are some of the important things to think about when it comes to diet for 2026? So Meriden Zerner is an award-winning dietitian from the Cooper Clinic. And she was talking to a couple of people who work with an Odyssey station. And they did an interview. And in this interview, this award-winning dietitian is talking about a few things to think about in the new year. Protein has been very big, and she thinks that protein is going to continue to be big in the new year. Now, I don't know whether you've noticed this or not, but it seems like there's protein in everything. Now, I love protein bars. I've got a couple of protein bars. I've got one in particular that I like. I mean, it's like eating a candy bar. And it's not bad. I mean, it's got 200 calories, but you know, the sugar is really low. Not everything is good about it, but it's good enough, and it gives me a lot of protein. There's even protein in lattes at Starbucks. So they're putting protein in everything. She thinks that's going to continue into the new year. She even talks about a croissant that has protein in it. I mean, imagine going to get beignets, you know, and they've got protein in beignets. I mean, who knows? Maybe that'll happen. And protein helps build muscles and prevent muscle loss. So as you get older, it's important to have a lot of protein. She's also predicting another trend that in 2026, there will be a lot of fiber maxing. She says that fiber is going to be the new protein in 2026. And there will be more fiber supplements on the market. But you can just eat fruit and vegetables and get a lot of fiber naturally. Cabbage apparently is the new cauliflower. You know, cauliflower was used to replace spaghetti, used to replace pasta, used to replace rice. It was cauliflower. You put red beans over cauliflower instead of red beans and rice. And, you know, the cauliflower that they use for those things is really good. It tastes enough like what you think you're supposed to be eating. And the texture is close enough to where, you know, you feel like you're eating it. So now apparently cabbage is going to be the new cauliflower in 2026. And it's going to be something that replaces the starchy carbs like rice. GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, which help you reduce weight right away by decreasing appetite, are also going to be popular. But she says consumers can expect to see a lot of different packaging when it comes to these things. And basically, one of the trends is going to be to try to convince people to eat smaller portions. Now, one thing that I do, and I've done this for years now, is I don't eat on a full-size plate. I eat on a saucer. And I feel like when I eat on a saucer, I feel like I'm eating a full plate of food, but it's not as much food. You know, you put a smaller portion of food on a regular plate, and there's a lot of empty space there. You know, you feel like you're not eating much. If you want to really eat a smaller portion, fill up a saucer with food and eat it off a saucer. It's something that I've done for a while. Try not to overeat. It's also good to eat a little something like throughout the day. You know, in between meals, eat snacks instead of, you know, gorging. Instead of being a glutton when it comes to mealtime, you eat a little bit now and then. I'm sure you've noticed that cocktails are seeing a big change. Alcohol consumption, first of all, is down big time with millennials and Gen Z. And some of the alternatives are mocktails. People are making mocktails. And look, there can be a lot of sugar in mocktails. So, you know, you have to be careful with that. But, you know, alcohol, you know, I can see people who gain weight, and a lot of the weight gain comes from alcohol. and you see it in their face. You know, you just, you can kind of tell when somebody's drinking a lot. Not only are they big with their body, but they're just, their face is really bloated. So you can see this. And if you have cut back on alcohol, just find something else to drink. And if you really want to lose weight, cut back on your alcohol consumption. If you can't do that, well, then maybe you've got another problem that you should address in the new year. But those are just a few things to think about when it comes to dieting or cutting back. And, you know, I don't know, is there anything that you've given up? Can you think of something that you no longer eat or drink because you're watching your weight? I mean, you might give somebody else an idea of something that they could give up that would help them lose weight. You know, you don't have to stop eating. You don't have to totally fast. You don't have to give up everything, but just eat smaller portions. And then also just, you know, watch what you eat. Is there something you've given up? When we come back, I'm going to tell you something that I gave up that caused me to gain weight. I'm serious. I was gaining weight eating something that I loved, and I thought it was fine for me to eat it. But as it turns out, it was causing me to gain weight. I've stopped eating it, and I've lost some weight. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Scoot, and let's go to Metairie. Bob, welcome to WWL.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob.
Okay. Your talking points about the food, you must have listened to Maha press conference about proteins. And
no, I didn't. Where was that? Where was that press conference? No, I missed that.
They talk all about eating healthy, taking dyes and additives out of foods and ultra-processed foods, staying away from them, eating protein and lean meat.
Yeah, I'm pretty guilty of eating processed foods, and I need to try to get away from that.
Well, we grew up with processed foods.
Yeah, we did.
Everything we ate, we saw on television.
Yeah.
Cereals, bread. And I'm going to tell you another thing. The bread and other things used to mold if you left them on the counter for a few days.
Yeah.
You can leave them on the counter a month and no mold.
You know, I've gotten some loaves of bread that, for whatever reason, they didn't mold. And I mean, some do, but I'll tell you, you're right about that. Some breads don't mold as fast as they used to.
Oh, no. You can leave the stuff on the counter with the wrapper open.
Wow.
The air getting no mold.
That's not good.
Bread. No, it's not good. And even whole grain bread, nothing molds.
Mm.
I put chili in the refrigerator that after 5 or 7 days, it would mold. No, not anymore. Ready to go.
Yeah, I got to start paying attention to the processed foods that I eat. Bob, I appreciate you bringing that up. Let me tell you something that I was doing every day. I would have it in the morning for breakfast, and I would have it at night as a dessert after dinner. No fat Dannon yogurt. No fat Dannon Greek yogurt. You look at the label, the ingredients, and there's like just a tiny bit of sugar. There's no fat. The calories are low. What I would do is I would take a little strawberry jelly and mix that in with peanuts. And, you know, peanuts have protein, but I know they have fat grams in peanuts. And I was eating a small bowl of this every day and every afternoon. I mean, every day and every night. And I noticed I was gaining weight. And, I mean, I got to the point where it's like, I mean, I'm disgusting. What am I doing wrong? I looked at the label, and it wasn't that bad. But I stopped eating. I decided I'm going to stop this and see if it changes. And I've lost a little weight because of that. I mean, I don't need to lose too much, but I've lost weight because I stopped eating that yogurt that I thought was so good for me. Again, that's going to be, you know, processed foods. I got to pay more attention to that. I mean, I could eat better. And there was a text that asked me, do I exercise? Yeah, I haven't been recently. You know, with the holidays, I've just gotten really busy and I kind of got lazy. And sometimes I leave the station at 7 o'clock. And by the time I get home and eat something, it's just, you know, I've gotten lazy and I got late. It gets late. I don't exercise. But I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to try to do it again today. But, you know, yes, I try to exercise because that's really important, even though I haven't been doing it recently. Let's go to E and see if we can sneak in a couple of quick texts.
Here's a text that says, I gave up my fancy coffee drinks.
Yeah, those are very, very fattening, but they're delicious.
Here's a text that says, my daughter challenged me 2 years ago to give up soft drinks and cream and sugar in my coffee. I haven't had it since. I lost 15 pounds and kept it off.
Yeah.
I would only have one Dr. Pepper per day.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of sugar in those drinks. And I mean, there's sugar in stuff. You also have to pay attention to the sodium count. I mean, remember the days when you just worried about calories? And then you started worrying about calories and fat grams. And then you started worrying about calories and fat grams and sugar. And then you started worrying about calories and fat grams and sugar and sodium. And it seems like nothing is good when it comes to everything. So you kind of have to pick and choose, but just try to be aware of what you eat. All right. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. Nice Wednesday afternoon. Hey, look, this would be a great afternoon to get out and enjoy it. Take a walk or take a jog. You know, you can cut back on your eating, but it's also really good to exercise. And the other thing is that exercising exercises your heart. And that's a really important thing to exercise. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, we are halfway to the weekend. Wednesday afternoon already. Big football game on tomorrow night. The college football playoffs tomorrow night, Friday night, and then the wild card playoff weekend is this weekend of the NFL. So we'll talk about all of that tomorrow afternoon. Sports talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve coming up next. And it's a QB to QB with Bobby Hebert, Drew Brees at 4:40 this afternoon. Want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank you for being part of this show by tuning in. Thanks for being with us. I'm Scoot on the air. Love you, New Orleans.